Welcome to your very short Japanese geography lesson. I'm glad you're listening. I'm going to tell you a couple of facts about Japan, which you may or may not already know. Firstly, Japan is made up of islands, lots and lots of islands. In fact, whilst there are four main islands up in the north, Hokkaido, the main one is Honshu, then there's Shikoku and Kyushu. Actually, Japan has thousands of smaller islands. In fact, around about 6,800 islands make up Japan, including the ones far from the main islands down in Okinawa. This means that Japan, from the very north to the very south, is actually almost 3,000 kilometers long. Includes quite a bit of ocean, of course, but it's a very long country. The largest island is Honshu, and Honshu also has the two largest cities. Tokyo and Osaka are both on this island, and that means that Honshu has probably the largest population of all these islands, with Tokyo being considered the largest city in the world. The whole country of Japan, however, is not divided up just by islands. It is also divided up into prefectures. Now, Australia, as you know, has states and territories. We have Queensland and New South Wales and Victoria and the Northern Territory and the ACT. So we have just a few states and territories in Australia. But in Japan, the country is divided into 47 prefectures. And these prefectures make the local governments for each area, just like in Australia, Queensland has its own government and New South Wales has its own government. On the border of two of these prefectures, Shizuoka and Yamanashi, is Mount Fuji. Now, Mount Fuji is possibly the best known icon or feature of Japan. We all know about Tokyo, but if I say Mount Fuji, you can probably picture the mountain even though you have never been there. If you can't picture the mountain, this lesson is going to teach you all about Mount Fuji. It is actually still an active volcano which last erupted about 300 years ago. And it is by far the tallest mountain in Japan, standing at 3,776 meters. So, much, much taller than anything we have here in Australia. There are many, many mountains in Japan. Fuji is the most iconic one. And enjoy the lesson to learn a little bit more about Japan.